From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. In Indonesia, rescue crews are searching through rubble of collapsed buildings for survivors from yesterday's powerful earthquake. More than 500 people are known dead, and that number is expected to climb. Meanwhile, a second strong earthquake struck the region this morning. Chad Bouchard reports from Jakarta.
After a grim night of fires and searching without electricity or communications for buried survivors, officials are taking stock of the damage from Wednesday's quake in the regional capital of Padang. The powerful 7.6 quake toppled hundreds of buildings, including two hospitals, on the island of Sumatra. The first police and military reinforcements reached the area in the morning. Patients from collapsed hotels were being treated in the open on the street. Inland landslides triggered in the shock have buried more houses and cut off roads, hampering the search. A second tremor, registering a magnitude of 6.6, hit the island about 140 miles south of Padang in the morning, but there are no known casualties from the second jolt. For NPR News, I'm Chad Bouchard in Jakarta.
At least 150 people have died from the enormous tsunami in the Pacific Ocean this week. Many of the dead are on Samoa, Tonga, and American Samoa, which has been declared a disaster area by the U.S. federal government. Survivors are combing through muddy debris, looking for more victims and for supplies. Authorities say the tsunami carried away entire villages and that it will take many days before a reliable number of missing people can be set. President Obama plans at least three more strategy sessions on Afghanistan in the coming weeks as he decides how to proceed with U.S. forces there. The president met on Wednesday with top military leaders and diplomats from the region. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The White House blocked out 3 full hours for the meeting so the president could get what his spokesman calls a candid and rigorous assessment of the situation. Some White House advisors are skeptical of General Stanley McChrystal's request to send more troops into Afghanistan. But spokesman Robert Gibbs says the strategy session was not just a battle over using more military force or less.
These decisions tend to be a whole lot more complicated than that. I hate to get into characterizing that there's a line down the middle of the room and you're either on one side or the other. That just tends not to normally be the case.
The president and his advisors are giving a second look to their counterinsurgency strategy, which was drawn up before last month's controversial Afghan election. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
A high-level diplomatic meeting has opened in Geneva between Iran and diplomats from the UN's Security Council's permanent members, along with Germany. They're discussing Iran's nuclear program. Last week, Iran formally disclosed the existence of a secret underground nuclear site. The Obama administration is pushing for Iran to reveal more about that program. You're listening to NPR News. The state of Michigan has avoided a partial government shutdown. Lawmakers passed an interim budget. Governor Jennifer Granholm has signed it about 2 hours after the partial government shutdown began. The temporary spending bill stops layoffs and it keeps offices open for now. Lawmakers still must solve Michigan's $3 billion deficit in light of the collapsing auto industry and the highest unemployment rate in the country. Meanwhile, automaker General Motors is ending its Saturn brand now that auto retailer Roger Penske has dropped plans to buy it. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
The one-time darling of the American car business is headed to the scrap heap. Penske wanted to buy the brand and distribution network. Then he planned to have a foreign manufacturer build cars he could sell under the Saturn name. But the unnamed manufacturer balked and Penske gave up. When Saturn emerged in the 1990s, it was a sensation. The early cars got good ratings, and customers loved the no-haggle policy. But GM got into financial trouble, starved Saturn of new products, and customer interest waned. General Motors said it will contact its several hundred Saturn dealers about winding down their businesses soon. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
China celebrated its 60th anniversary as the Communist People's Republic today. Officials staged a massive parade in downtown Beijing featuring weapons, troops, and tanks. President Hu Jintao rode in an open car to deliver a speech at Tiananmen Square. Security was so tight, the parade route was cleared hours ahead of time by police. Residents were told to go home and watch all the festivities on television. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.